Well, it depends on which way the bias goes. Mr. City Attorney.
There were former members that were plaintiffs in an action against the city regarding the quarry. It's the forum that's created for the purposes of review as opposed to one side or the other.
Your vote is what, Alderman?
I'll say aye at this point, but I'm
well, you
want to clarify that.
You only get this point. So we'll record your vote as an aye. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Alderman. Paul?
Mr. Franz.
All right. Thank you. And you guys can hear me, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'll share my screen here so you can see my presentation, but presentation should have been included in your handouts. And so thanks for the time tonight. Thanks for letting me present remotely. And just want to highlight a few things in the presentation. I won't go through this in any great depth, but biggest takeaway, we have issued an independent auditor's opinion on that CAFR document that Paul referenced. That opinion, it was an unmodified opinion, also known as a clean bill of health. It's the highest level of assurance that you can receive from the external auditors and ultimately the outcome that you're looking to hear. What that means is that CAFR document has all necessary GASBs have been implemented appropriately. Accounting principles have been applied consistently between years. All necessary disclosures have been made within that document, and that there are no material misstatements identified and remain in that document. So again, clean bill of health, highest level assurance that you're looking to that we can provide to you. We also issue what we call an audits results and insight letter, and I've taken a couple points out of there just to bring them to your attention. And in the middle page of the second, just some things that we need to communicate with you. We list out within that document any new accounting policies or new GASBs that were implemented this past year. We list out any accounting estimates that we evaluated during the course of the audit, and why we let you know that is we do look at that to make sure they're clear, neutral, and non-biased in nature, and therefore can be included within the CAFR document. There were no issues there. We had no difficulties working with management. We had no difficulties working with management. We've been working in a remote environment at Baker Tilly for the last 2 months, and the City of Franklin was the first one, our first audit to go completely remote. The audit went very smooth. Paul and his staff were very cooperative and very fast moving to work, help us work in that environment, and it was very much appreciated. We didn't have any significant changes to what our audit plan was. We came in, we looked at the significant transaction cycles of the city, looked at those being how do you pay your bills, how do you pay payroll, how do you collect cash, looking for areas of risk. We developed audit procedures around that and then executed that plan. There were other areas of key emphasis that we looked at, and we spent a good amount of time looking at the capital assets and infrastructure and related debt of the city, and make sure that that activity is all represented appropriately within the CAFR document. Lastly, I list out here the non-attest services that we provide to the city. Why we provide that to you is ultimately in order for us to provide you the opinion that we have, that unmodified opinion I referenced before, we have to be independent. And so the things above and beyond the audit services that we provided did not impair our independence and allowed us under our professional standards to give you that opinion. So ultimately, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have for me. But again, thank management and Paul specifically in helping us through the process here.
Questions for the auditor? The important two words are clean audit.
Clean opinion.
Clean opinion, unmodified.
Okay, I guess Paul on the phone. I think that's great. Thank you very much. Any questions? And for those on Facebook and in the audience, the Finance Committee has already had this report, so three aldermen already had extensive background on this. Alderwoman Hanneman.
Thank you, Mayor. And I, being one of those older persons who've had a chance to look at this financial report and audit report already, thank you and your team. Thank you to our city staff, Paul. As someone new on the council and new on the finance committee, I found the reports and the findings to be very clear, and you've walked us through it in a very meaningful way, so I think that these reports are meaningful for the public at large. I do want to point out and thank Paul France for recommendations on page 26 of the audit report, where there are some COVID-19 risks and ongoing response, and this is more a comment or a suggestion for a future finance committee that we take a look at those COVID risks and the response and some of those recommendations in how we are dealing with those financially, and maybe just be able to Paul, give an update and as a committee make sure we're tackling some of those.
If there are no other questions, the council has a copy of the comprehensive annual financial report. It was included in the packet for the public who may want to see it. Most citizens want to know what was the position of the city. The general fund generated a $1.3 million surplus for 2019, and that was the original budget was expected to be essentially a balanced budget. So the city had a very good 2019. It created some additional resources and rainy day funds for the storm that's currently hitting the city and giving us some resources to deal with that particular situation. So I would look for a motion from the Common Council to accept the report and place it on file.
Move to approve. Move to place on file.
Second.
One comment, though, first.
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you, Paul, and the gentleman on the screen for your work. But we got to remember that this is really the work of every department manager all through the year, every day of the year, and it's like the budget. It doesn't just suddenly happen. It's worked on every day of the year and maintained every day of the year. And so success in the audit comes down to success in our managers managing their departments every day.
You must be a department head someplace. Well said, though, Dan. Motion to receive and place on file. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you all.
G4 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance. G3 is purchase of MDCs for the police department.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Barber, you on the phone?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Chief. Alderman Barber?
Yes.
Thank you. G4 is an ordinance to amend zoning map to rezone lot 84, the approved final plat for Ryan Meadow subdivision, from M1 Limited Industrial District to M2 General Industrial District, generally located on the east side of Monarch Drive, south of Chicory Street, area commonly known as Area G, approximately 24.051 acres, Mills Hotel Wyoming, LLC. Question of the Common Council. We've been beating this to death. Do we need to discuss it more, or do you want to make a motion? Alderman Nelson.
This motion to deny.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm looking at the resolution. The resolution on page 36 in the packet. I guess I'm going to disagree with the first two whereas clauses.
That would be the ordinance.
Yeah, the ordinance. The first two whereas clauses, or the second and third one, where the plan commission has determined and proposed the rezoning would promote the health, safety, and welfare. And the next one also says that this would promote the health, safety, and welfare. I'm in disagreement with those two.
Any other discussion? This is City Attorney.
While zoning review and action thereon is broad discretionary authority within the Common Council, I would suggest that the movement provides the rationale for motion to deny.
Mayor.
Are you the movement?
No, but I made my points about the rationale, so someone could use those if they'd like.
The movement?
I agree with the movement.
Okay. Justification being the two whereases.
Does not promote the health, safety, and welfare.
Okay. Let's just do a roll call, Madam Clerk. Alderman Barber, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Alderman D'Andrea?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion to deny carries. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstention. Motion is denied. Motion to deny is approved. Don't often have those. So, okay. So then we've got the two-lot certified survey map. Still want that? Okay, is there a motion to adopt the resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map? With the addition of the certified survey map of an easement on the east side to accommodate public sewer and water.
So just so we are discussing, it was not announced, it's item G George 5, correct, sir?
You're absolutely correct.
Motion to deny.
Mr. City Attorney.
Certified survey map is a land division approval. The broad discretionary authority for review, which exists within the council for consideration of a rezoning application, does not exist with a certified survey map. Any issues supporting denial have to be based upon the ordinance, statutes, or municipal regulations. And those have to be set forth. And the assistant planning manager is nodding his head yes, meaning he concurs with what I just said.
Yes.
Mr. Alderman Nelson.
So you're asking me now to quote ordinances as to why I don't believe that this is the right thing to move forward in everything we've heard tonight and everything we've been arguing for the last 2 months. So if you're asking me to go now and quote ordinance, I'm not going to be able to do that because I didn't know that's what we need to have, just to quote ordinance. But we do have a motion, and I believe we had a second, and I understand your position, Mr. City Attorney, but if we have to, then I've got to hold it over so I can speak intelligibly in what exactly you're looking for.
Mr. City Attorney.
I'd ask the assistant planning manager to speak to any potential bases since he prepared the staff report, et cetera, on the subject matter.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the two-lot certified survey map complies with the minimum area, minimum lot width of the N1 zoning district. So I don't see a reason for denial, according to the UDO.
I have a question.
Alderman Nelson still has the floor.
Arugula, could you please restate that? I'm sorry, I didn't really catch all that.
That the lot 84, the certified survey map to subdivide this property into two lots, the two resulting lots, comply with the minimum lot area, minimum lot width of the N1 zoning district. So the proposed certified survey map complies with the UDO.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Assistant Planner, aren't there substantially more provisions regulating land divisions in the UDO other than the size of a lot?
Yes, lot depth, but this CSM, we sent this CSM to our consultant. He reviewed the proposal. He did not find any major reason for denial. He has comments about the conservation easements, but not a reason for denial in the UDO.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess the question for the city attorney, doesn't the CSM require the conservation easements to be shown? And it says that the CSM and one of the conservation easements for lot 84 does not appear to include the shore buffer shown on the NRPP. Shouldn't the CSM match the NRPP according to the ordinance if you're going to show the natural resource features on the CSM?
Yes, that is correct, but the applicant submitted the conservation easement to include the shore buffer area.
So what I have in front of me has not, it doesn't say corrected, this item's been corrected.
No, because,
next to it.
I mean, the memorandum is dated on April.
Okay.
And the applicant has addressed the comments on the memorandum.
Okay. And he's addressed every comment that you've wanted him to address?
Yes. And the comment that has not been addressed is part of the conditions of approval.
I guess I'd refer to the city attorney for assistance with Alderman Nelson's concerns. I don't know if that's really necessary, his ability to do that. But, I guess I see with, if we take this off of here, then that goes with the site plan. So they need this lot in order to have the site plan approved. Site plan was approved by the Plan Commission, which doesn't come before the Common Council. So if we don't approve the CSM, then there's really not a need for that at this point. And the site plan's been approved by the Plan Commission, but not by the council.
You know, it appears there's been some scheming going on here, but there's been a failure in that scheming that there's already substantial acreage already approved and already zoned for this development. So I understand your desires to stop this development, which is fine. You know, that is what it is. But denying the certified survey map is not going to stop the development necessarily, because they have 30 acres still already appropriately zoned. You can put your hand down. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Not going to hurt.
You can say, I recognize you. Yeah. That's fine.
I looked right at you and acknowledged you. Mm-hmm. So to deny the certified survey map is not going to stop the development in its own right. There is potential that it will stop other things, Alderman Nelson, that you know about. Okay. So be aware of that. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'm going to object to the scheming. I haven't been involved in any scheming. As far as what you just talked about with Alderman Nelson, I have no knowledge about what you just talked about, Alderman Nelson. So there.
Well, he's the alderman of the district, so
right.
Not
but
necessarily, you know.
I don't have any advantage or disadvantage to vote based on some unknown knowledge. But I do know the site plan requires this piece of property. And my thought, even before this, and I'm having a hard time making a point here with my mask on here, but that was, they really don't need this parcel to develop this, and I don't see why we would want to give an auto part place that has the ability to have leaking vehicles a 10-acre lot that's half of it is wetland. 5 acres of that site is wetland. So if they want to move forward, in my opinion, they can move forward without the 10 acres that half of it is wetland. That's how I feel about it. I'm not interested in losing more land for this development, for that development project. I'd rather it stay with the current parcel, which was the parcel we approved. Had I known that this was going to be some divide off for some other project, I probably wouldn't have voted for the original final plat. So I feel like, you know, the whole thing was moving toward this all along, and we weren't really given the knowledge of that up until lately. So when I heard, oh yeah, we were going to do this, we were going to do this before, did we have a user? I wasn't aware of any user because I'm not the district alder person. But I think it's the wrong thing to do to break that off right now without some other unknown knowledge that you're talking about. I don't see why we would need to do that.
Alderman Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Assistant City Planner, what's the time status on this process?
It is 90 days, and this application was submitted on March, April. The time frame expired on June 21st.
Perhaps this is a subject matter that gets put over to the June 2nd Common Council meeting for review by the Legal Services Department with the Department of City Development staff.
It's fine.
Is there a motion?
There was a motion by Alderman Nelson to deny. It did not receive a second.
Back to you.
I thought it did.
Did it receive a second? I thought it received a second.
Not the motion to deny.
Okay. Then I would concur with the city attorney at this point to have it go.
Motion is to refer to the.
Motion to refer to what the city attorney said to have that kicked back. If you want us to say it again, that's fine.
Motion to refer to the city attorney for the and report back June 2nd. And
review with.
With Department of City Development. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 I was no. just going to ask you, Alderman Barber.
No.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion to refer carries. Five ayes, one no, no absent, no abstentions. What do we do with this one? Is there a motion to refer the natural resources special exception to the city attorney and planning staff also for the June 2nd meeting?
Why did you do that?
That's a recommendation to the city attorney.
So my original motion was to deny this. So now this is going to be tied up the same way? I mean, I just prefer to go with motion to deny and be done.
Is that a motion?
Wait a minute. Mr. City Attorney.
I'm not the Department of City Development, but I understand that this particular item is related, but also not related to the subject new user prior application.
The NRSC application is outside the CSM.
I know that, but doesn't it serve a larger purpose development-wise? Whoa. With regard to the development area, the TID area?
Yes, all the three items are related to the corporate site.
Well, if it's related in part to the subject matter of the prior item, I would say also put that over.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think that you can put it over, but you probably need to put it over because I don't see where it needs the no reasonable practical alternatives. It just does not meet the no practical alternative analysis. And this is something that Commissioner Haley brought up. There were no provisions, and it says not self-imposed. Obviously, this is self-imposed. And it says this is unique. There's nothing unique about filling wetlands. So I don't see where any of the standards and findings really meet standards and findings for a special exception to fill the wetlands. So